This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We made a quick visit to Texas earlier to talk about house hunting in Houston. Now over to Dallas to talk job hunting. Because while unemployment is still quite low, 3.7% nationally, layoffs still happen, and bouncing back isn't always easy. Which brings us to the latest installment of our series, My Economy.
I'm Colin Cook. I live in Dallas, Texas, and I am a husband, military veteran, former marketing manager, and now a freelancing consultant. So at the end of July, I was part of a massive restructure at a company. I was working for this company for about almost 4 years. And so to have my position eliminated was very much a surprise. You know, your heart sinks down to your stomach and you don't know how to feel and you kind of shut down and you literally go through the five stages of grief. You know, denial and anger, and then finally you go to acceptance. And so by the time I had my meeting in the afternoon the next day, I had kind of accepted it, where I was like, you know what? Okay, I get it. I'm not mad. I'm surprised. But it was a very tough time for us. Within the first 24 hours, dozens of people ask you, okay, well then what do you want to do? What are you going to look for? But I really didn't know what I wanted to get into. So in terms of my resume and background, I've pitched myself as a Swiss Army knife. I've done digital marketing, you know, website, social, photography, graphic design, brand work. You know, I'm a veteran. I was in the Army National Guard for 8 years. So I can do a little bit of everything, but a lot of employers really do want somebody who has a ton of experience in a certain area. So like website examples, like, could you have experience coding? Like, yeah, you know, but it's been, for me, it's been almost 5 years. Or like, oh, you say you have SEO experience. What do you have doing that? And it's like, you know, well, nothing recently. And then that detracts and detracts and detracts. For one company, I went 4 rounds in. And they eventually picked somebody and I was able to get feedback and they went with somebody with more technical skills. I actually turned down a recent job offer. This happened just last week. I turned this down because they offered me less than what I was making. It was a great opportunity to be leading a team. It was going to be on the agency side. However, I couldn't make that commitment. Yes, I needed a job, but there's got to be something out there that's more comparable or even more paid. Down the line and into the future, the main emotion for me is a lot of uncertainty. We live in a house that's over 60 years old. And there's some things that need to be done to the house that we need to work on. But we aren't able to make that commitment until we have way more than that saved up in terms of true cash available on hand.
That was Colin Cook, job hunting in Dallas. We really can't do this series without you. So please let us know what's going on in your economy. It's marketplace.org/myeconomy.